Good morning. The latest round of snow continues to push through interior New York and New England. Most interior locations picked up 2 to as much as 3 inches of snow overnight. The back edge of the snow is now moving through central New York and will gradually make its way through the rest of New York State and New England as we get through the morning drive and through the mid-morning hours in eastern sections. With this light to moderate snow passing by, we'll get another inch or two, and most locations will pick up a storm total of 3 to 5 inches. Amounts of up to 4 to 7 inches are possible in parts of the Adirondacks, the Green Mountains, the northern Berkshires, and parts of the Catskills. In the mid and lower Hudson Valley, across into the Litchfield Hills, 2 to 4 inches of snow likely, with a little mix with rain before the precipitation winds down. And with more of a mixture with rain in the lower Hudson Valley and the Connecticut Valley, about 1 to as much as 2 or 3 inches of snow with a sloppy morning commute. As we get deeper into the day and the storm system passes on through, we'll still have mostly cloudy skies, but we'll reduce the precipitation to just a few scattered rain and snow showers, and temperatures will approach the 40-degree mark. Skies will clear out tonight, and it will be seasonably cold with lows back into the 20s. So we'll start tomorrow off with a decent amount of sunshine with a small area of high pressure in control, but quickly, an Arctic front will pivot through the Great Lakes and into our region. This will produce more clouds, and there is the chance of some snow showers by the end of the day Tuesday, and more likely on Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning. Accumulations will be slight, but by Wednesday, temperatures will only be in the upper 20s and lower 30s for afternoon highs. Another Arctic front will pivot through on Wednesday night and Thursday with more snow showers, gusty winds, and frigid temperatures. Thursday afternoon's highs will only be in the teens to around 20, and the heart of this Arctic blast will be over us on Friday, and despite mostly sunny skies, high temperatures will stay in the teens region-wide. Temperatures will begin to modify with another disturbance heading our way for the weekend. This will produce snow or mixed precipitation on both Saturday and Sunday as high temperatures make it back up into the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the storm moving through our region will also have impacts in eastern New England. Snow, heavy at times, will fall through the middle of the day. In parts of interior Maine, will pick up 6 to 10 inches before it winds down. Winter storm warnings have been issued. Meanwhile, an Arctic front will continue to produce snow today across portions of the northern Rockies and northern Intermountain region. Snowfall may be heavy for some areas, and the snow will also be possible out into the Cascades of Washington. Behind this front, Arctic air will overspread much of the northern plains and Midwest over the next couple of days. High temperatures today are forecast to be 20 to 30 degrees below average across portions of the northern plains. These cold temperatures will spread into the Midwest tomorrow and Wednesday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, moderate snow, fog, and blowing snow, 9 above 0 with a south wind at 44, gusting to 48 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1 mile visibility and light snow and fog, 30 degrees, the dew point 27, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.84 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 26 below zero at Ash Lake, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, rain tapering off the showers in the upper 40s, Boston rain and snow, then just rain showers in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with rain and snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 31 degrees, the low 13. The average temperature, 22, that's 8 degrees below normal. 0.05 inch of liquid equivalent precipitation yesterday, and that was in the form of snow, 0.6 inch, bringing the total for the month up to 2.8 inches up until midnight. That's still 1.1 inches below normal. And 5.1 inches for the season, which is 1.9 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees. The average low, 23. The record high, 62, set in 1979. And the record low, 12 below zero in 1988. Sunrise this morning, 7:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m. 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Snow ending this morning, then mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers later today, and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, rain and snow ending this morning, then mostly cloudy with a few rain showers later today, and highs in the mid-40s. Gradual clearing tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, snow ending early this morning, then mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers later today, and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, rain and snow ending this morning, then mostly cloudy with a few rain showers later today, and highs in the lower 40s. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Snow ending this morning, then mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers later today, with highs right around 40. Gradual clearing tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning sun, then increasing clouds, mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with snow showers on Wednesday, lower 30s. Mostly cloudy, windy, and very cold with snow showers on Thursday, only near 20 for a high. Mostly sunny, staying in the teens on Friday. Back to the 30s over the weekend with snow or mixed precipitation Saturday and Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.